I must say it was a very good summit, very fruitful and very productive and very educative in the sense that, you know, as we gathered there yesterday, there were a whole lot of people who were there and they didn't even know there was something like USAID Finger Quick Help Finance Ghana Agricultural Project. There was more light train to ask where to go and seek for funding, how to put your farming organization in order for you to be able to assess financial support for your production. To me, it was very productive and I was very impressed.
Looking at where you stand in agriculture, what do you think should be done for you to roll on and employ more people to fit into government's strategic program of planting food for job creation?
What I think about this particular program of planting for food and job campaigns or job creation is that government must put the infrastructure and the enabling environment. Government is talking about creating jobs for the youth. If the environment is not enabling, that job creation will not be there. For example, coming from the northern sector of the country, you know we have currently erratic rainfall pattern that lasts for only 4 months or barely 4 months in the year. I ask the question, what happens to the rest of the 8 months? What are we going to be doing? And I cited an example yesterday saying that if Ghana could go and learn from Senegal, where they have only one river running through River Senegal, and they have been able to dam that river to produce rice, and that particular dam is creating 900,000 jobs for the youth and for the women in Senegal. This is how it works. They are under cultivating 240,000 hectares, and they don't even have a better soil than Ghana. If you compare the three northern regions and part of BA and then Volta region for rice production, that could at least feed us, make us food security, and even export